adding you right now, Brian.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
What's
up?
All right.
There he is.
How's it going?
All right. Give us an intro, brother. Give us an intro.
Welcome to another episode of Masters of the Galaxy with your boys, Ozone and the Miz. What's up,
yeah,
people? What's
do
going
we know,
on?
Do we know what episode we're on?
No idea.
Neither do I.
No idea. Lost count a long time ago.
That's all right. Me too. I think this is only like my fifth or sixth episode.
No, you're smoking crack. You've been on a lot
no.
longer than that.
I think so. I don't know. I have to go back and count. We got to start keeping track. We got a lot of things we got to start doing.
You definitely been on a lot more than that.
Yeah.
but yeah, we brought it to Facebook. I don't know. This might be our fourth one now. We're doing it this way.
I think so. The fourth time. Yep. I don't know. It just seems natural.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's cool. It's nice. I like that we see the comments. I think that's pretty cool. Better interaction.
Me too.
What's up, Vaughn?
Hey, what's up, Vaughn?
I think it's cool. I get to see everybody who's on.
Got some people hopping in and popping out, so.
Yeah. Trying to invite. I don't know how to do that, but it says press this button.
There's a little person down there, like a little symbol. Mine only lets me do two, so.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yvonne, invite some people if you feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah, Curtis, your job too. All right, so let's kick it into so you came up with the idea of let's talk about the page and things
Absolutely.
That we do here, what we want to accomplish and whatever we have in store for the people who watch Our Insanity and Madness.
What's up, Michael? What's up, Cassandra?
Hey, guys. So first of all, I made this page, I don't know, geez, a year or two ago maybe. Basically, it's everything to do with Masters and He-Man and everything, not excluding anything whatsoever.
Yep.
Absolutely has all the faces of He-Man, everything. So nothing's excluded, and we bring it to the table, we talk about it, and give you information when we get it. Or try to enlighten you of things that I remember because I got such a bad memory. Smoking Joe's in the house.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
And Chris, what's up? So with that being said, you know, bring it back all the way from the figures, and then you got the mini comics, Filmation, you get then the Princess of Power, New Adventures, 2000X. The MVC comics, then with the classics figures continuing with their shitty mini comics. then you had the DC come back and relaunch their comics. Then you had the Eternity Wars, right?
Oh my God, there's so much, so much.
And then the Thundercats crossover.
Yeah.
So, you know, the movie, don't forget the 87 Live movie as well.
No.
The Power Tour. I'm a big fan of the Power Tour. I have a lot of stuff from there, man. I found a lot of cool stuff on the internet.
Well,
when I get that stupid room clean, you guys will see it.
We keep hearing about this room.
Nothing is for sale, people. This is one of the main reasons why I never showed my stuff off, because I understand people see things and they ask and they want. I do not sell a thing. If I do, I'll put it up and I'll show you guys. But I don't sell nothing. I'm a buyer.
No, that's two good topics that you brought up. The page. And I figure this is a great way. You and I talk, you know, we text message, we message. But let's have an open discussion about the Masters of the Galaxy page, because I have some questions for you, as you made me admin a couple months ago. And, you know, you let me go out and do my own thing and I post up my stuff. And the fact that you don't sell stuff. We're going to talk about that, too, because – I don't think I've ever seen you do a giveaway or a sale or anything like that, which is completely fine. I've never done that either.
See, I don't – in my belief, I don't think that – now, I know you do, and that's all cool. But to me, I don't think that giveaways are a thing to – I look at giveaways as like a cheap knock.
Brian, what do you mean,
don't.
Brian? What do you mean?
Listen, I just take it as like, you know – if you want to be my friend, you're my friend.
Exactly.
I'm not here to win your friendship. And that's the way I kind of look at giveaways and throwaways and things like that. No. There's nothing wrong with them, and they're great because I mean I've gotten them before. I've won
scalpers.
So there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But
no, hell no, I understand.
I don't do it for the fact is that I'm not going to buy your love and affection. You want to join, and that's great. And I wish everybody does, yeah. But I'm not here to win you over by giving you stuff. So, but you know, people do it, and that's great. Yeah. And it's you know, if it works for you and that's what you want to do and you like doing it, that's cool. Like the whole waffle thing is great. You know, it's an amazing thing. But to me, I just look at it differently. I look at it as it's a cheap way to get people to watch your page and things like that. So that's why I don't do that. And again, like I said, I am a buyer. I buy things because I'm a collector. I don't sell things. If I do sell them, I usually sell them on eBay. Or now maybe I'm going to put them on eBay.
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Six episodes in, I get him to say it.
There you go. So yeah, I mean, you know, I do have things to sell. It's basically, you know, I put them somewhere and then I'll pick them up and I'll put them somewhere else. I forget. And then it's just, process.
Well, if you do sell, you better hit me up first in Cassandra. Cause I've seen that He-Man room and there's some stuff I might want.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of stuff in there. A lot of people want.
Like you're saying, exactly. It works for some people. It doesn't work for some. Like I said, I do my giveaways for my website. You know, exactly. Yeah. It's exactly to draw people in I don't know, and that's what it's for. Yeah. I don't mind putting up 100, 150 bucks, and hey, you know, come on over, check it out. It's free, and that's, right. You know, that's the website. But on my page, you know, like the Great Unboxing, stuff like that, I don't think I've ever done a giveaway. We don't post waffles or anything in that site. Right. We don't post any promos in that site. That's a waffle-free zone. That's been that way since day one. I never gone out and recruited people.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It sat, you know, while I was doing the website, it sat stagnant for like, 6 months.
Yeah.
But now, like I said, now as the groups grow and more people come over and I meet more people like yourself and like Chris Hummel, you know, and all these different people, more people are taking interest in it. And then there's all these new sites growing out of it. And it's just fantastic because the community is just exploding with, some people say, where the hell do I go? It's like, dude, go everywhere.
So many places you can go to. It's ridiculous.
Hey, what's up, Tommy? What's up, Bradley?
Just in the last couple of weeks has been a huge implosion.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's like I said, you know, back in the day you had a couple of places to go to, and it completely – I mean, there was a great site. I don't even know if it's still there. It was, I think, Hordak. .de or something like that, or the Horde DE. It's just been a while since I've been to it. But there was a great site in Germany, I believe. That's what I'm trying. I think that's what it was. There was a site in France.
Eric Ratcliffe says it's fucking nuts.
It is. It's
it is, man. There's so much content and so many people. It's like, dude, I don't, like I said, in the last week, the unboxing picked up 100 something people. And I know
awesome.
It was fall. It's fallout from another group and friends I'm with and stuff like that. And that's fine. Like I said, man, we don't discriminate. Like I said, I try to send people everywhere. Man, you feel comfortable at the unboxing, stay there. You feel comfortable somebody else, hey, man, go there. I'm not going to kick you out. I'm not playing favorites. That site has been there for over a year now, and we've been doing the same stuff, the same people, same admin team. We were doing unboxings for each other, man. Last night I was up with Parker Wayne and Carlos Espino. Just the three of us for like an hour and a half watching those guys go live, man. It was
nice.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome, man. It's fun. And now with this, it's like you can do that. You can get intimate with somebody, you know.
Yeah.
You can, and now you can get to more people with this. It's just really, really cool. I wish, you know, that with we were doing it with Doug with the podcast that we could have the comments and whatnot, but I don't know. We just couldn't figure it out. We needed another screen or something.
We're going to work on that. That's some, I wanted to have an open discussion with you right here live in front of, you know, the members and you and I, like I said, you know, we text back and forth, we message, but hey, we can talk just like this. I mean, the Masters of the Galaxy site is a member site. It's a fan site. We want their opinions. We want their ideas. I've been trying to put up a post today, a good morning, a coffee block I borrowed from Aaron. You saw, you liked them all today when you caught up. It's like, I feel like I'm annoying the hell out of people, but there's almost 5,000 people and we get two responses. I'm like, shit, man.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, people even with me, man, I it's busy. I work with my hands, so I don't, I'm a plumber and I don't want to whip my phone out and it falls in a fucking sewer and I ruin my phone, you know?
Hell
so,
yeah.
That's why a lot of times at work, during the day, I'm not on my phone. So
yeah.
I get it. You know, people get busy and stuff like that. And then, you know, I have a hard day at work. I come home. I just want to relax. There's nothing I want to do. So,
Carson, you are one of those two posts.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I get it. But if people would get more involved, it could be a lot more fun. I mean, because there's so much to do, there's so much to talk about, and there's so many ideas that other people have other than ourselves and you know, the core group of people who talk and get involved.
What's up, Mark Randall? Australia's in the house. Australia's watching. Hey, Mark Randall.
Hey, mate.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, right now, this is the most activity I think we've had in a couple weeks, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking to people. And this is why we went Facebook Live.
Exactly.
You know,
and
it's like...
And people like it better, too, because you can interact, you know? Mike Nisi, you drunk bastard, what's up?
Well, speaking of that, and again, I'm going to ask you openly. You've seen some of my posts today. You like some of them. It's called Masters of the Galaxy. Now, I do good mornings on the unboxing. I put up a little post. I use, you know, I'm a big 80s guy, so I put up stuff from the 80s, iconic 80s pictures, or like today I used
New Zealand's in the house now too.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Really getting down south.
Hell yeah. I put up Negan from Walking Dead in the unboxing, and then I put up Rick Grimes on Masters of the Galaxy. No one said anything, but I split them out to the two groups. Are you okay with that kind of stuff? And like I said, you can be honest.
Yeah,
say, hey,
I wish I knew how to do shit like that. I'm a completely stupid computer idiot. I'm a moron when it comes to this stuff.
No, you're not, man. Just
I'm all for it. Like I said, I wish if I knew how to do things, I would do more, but I don't. So that's why I usually just stick to the word posts because it's all I know how to do.
You're good. Like I said, I want to make sure when I'm out there putting stuff up, it represents Masters of the Galaxy.
It's more than fine. I don't care whoever does it. You can put on anything. Anybody can put anything they want, just as long as it's related
classic
to the site. You know what I mean? It doesn't make a difference, bro. It's all about having fun and everybody have fun doing it. That's what I want to see people do. That's why we dedicate this time to doing it and talking all week about doing what we're going to do or whatever. It's to have everybody enjoy it, and spread the word about it, you know, other things as well. You know, it's just insane that it's a piece of plastic that brings so many people together from everywhere from around the world right now. I mean,
dude, we hung out because of this piece of plastic. We hung out.
Yeah.
I met you. We hung out in New York City because of this piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Never would have happened without He-Man, I don't think.
No, it never would have because our worlds would have never collided because if we didn't collect that, you know, those toys.
I was saying this recently. Gentleman came over, this gentleman named Joe Ring. You know what a juggalo is?
Yeah.
Now, I told him on a live cast a couple nights ago, I said, Joe, quite honestly, when I first met you and I saw some of your videos, I said, I'm a metal guy. I'm a bluegrass guy. I couldn't stand juggalo. Like, ICP, I knew what it was, but I hated it. But then I saw Joe go live. I saw his collection. I saw his passion. I was like, Joe, you swayed me, dude. I was like... Whoop, whoop, baby, I'm a juggalo. Exactly, dude. I was like, that's the kind of stuff that I am loving about all of these groups and all this interaction and all these people I'm meeting. It's
Leo.
37 years old, and my perspective is changing on things. The people I wouldn't normally talk to or interact with.
Yeah, it's insane. Like I said, I would have never – I would never would have thought this would have been me 20 years ago. I used to make fun of people like this.
Yep.
I used to go online and make friends. I never thought in a million years anything like this could actually happen. Like, you could actually make friendships and stuff, but you can. And again, it's all because of a little piece of plastic that Mark Taylor made, you know, the late 70s, early 80s. It's insane, you know? But this is what it is.
Bradley, I think Masters of the Galaxy is somewhere in the 40s for podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
This might be my sixth or seventh with Brian as I came over. So, but we're somewhere in like the 38 to 40 something range.
Yeah.
Brian's had the, you've had this site like 2 years, year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've had a couple of different guys come in and out with me, but
we're here. We're here now, baby.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what happens. I mean, you know, you find a couple of guys or a guy or two. You know, people got their own thing. They got to, you know, they leave or
nope.
You have to boot somebody.
don't boot me, man. Don't boot me.
I won't.
I got that thing I talked to you about today. We're going to discuss booting tonight at 9 p.m. with Mr. Majo Lock over at the Great Unboxing. I hope you tune in and check that out. I'm not going to personally be there myself, but my alter ego will be showing up, Mr. Miss Chipwitz, to stand in for me. I have more important shit to do than waste my time at Majo Lock, but we'll discuss that tonight.
Sounds good. What are you guys going to talk about?
Well, there's this little place, this little secret group that I'm going to mention because, you know what, I'm part of it. It's one of my favorite groups. There's only 25 or 26 of us. It's called the Man Cave. I won't say who runs it, but I think you're part of it too.
Oh, yeah, I'm in it. I'm part of it.
There's a lot of shit talking going on recently, and I was booted.
You are?
Mr. Majo Lock was booted. And another gentleman was booted.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about getting booted for no reason.
I know you do. I know you do. But then we were brought back today, so we're going to discuss that tonight at 9 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds good.
And it's not going to be PG.
Gotta love that.
It's all in good fun, though. It's all in good fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, basically, that's what this site's about. I mean, you know, it's just about having fun, getting people together that enjoy, you know, Masters more predominantly. But I called it Masters of the Galaxy because, like I said, there's other things out there. I enjoy Thundercats. I enjoy Silverhawks. I enjoy Black Star. I know there's other people that really like Braveheart. Not proper Braveheart. I'm sorry, Brave Star. You know, and then other things, too. You know, Transformers, G.I. Joe, things like that, and so on. Bionic 6, things, all that stuff. But, you know, I am a Masters guy.
Yeah.
You know, 100% through and through. But, you know, I wanted to kind of include other people as well. So that's why I call it the Galaxy and try to get an acronym close to MOTU, you know, so MOTG. Yeah. So, you know, I did it as best I could.
No, dude, I love the name. I really dig the name. I use, like I said, I just call it Galaxy every morning.
Yeah, you can call it Galaxy. Yeah.
And that's the same thinking. Like I said, you know, we talk about the Waffle Mafia and the Waffle groups. It's all Masters and stuff like that. But it was the same thing with that's how the unboxing spawned. It was, dude, I like more than just, I mean, I love, my whole room is Masters. I got a little shelf over there. It's got some Voltron. It's got some Dissect the Alien from the 80s. But I grew up on all that stuff brings me great memories.
Yeah.
And then when I met some more like-minded people that said, oh, shit, well, this is just a master site. Where can we do this? I said, well, let's create a site.
Right.
So, and that's what I said. That's what the unboxing is. It's just a place, man, to, and like you said, not to just open toys or it's just to hang out, to talk, to be free, to be yourself. Some place where you normally couldn't be yourself in the work world with your normal family or with your spouse. Hey, we're a bunch of people, nerds, man. Come hang out with us.
And it's people that know and understand what you're talking about and get you. You know, it's not, you're not in a world, you know, in a different place that they don't know what they're talking about. Or, you know, you're going to another predominantly toy site and trying to stoke up a conversation with people. At least here, you know, you know, the unboxing or wherever, you're going to get a reaction from people and they're going to talk to you about things.
Thank you, Tommy. I haven't seen Jake the Juggalo. No, I haven't. We'll have to check it out. Speaking of old schoolers, there's Tommy Firestone. We had the great unboxing. He comes in like, God, has me the first month, and he's like, yo, I'm doing an unsacking.
What the hell is that?
Tommy's got this great voice. I mess with him all the time. If you listen to him and his girlfriend, I don't know if you guys are married yet, but it's Tommy Firestone and Ivy Noir. They come on, and they're, again, OGs from the day one, and they come on. Tommy's got this, like, I call him porn voice. It's awesome because I listen to him. He's like, yeah, and check this toy out. I'm like, oh, dude, I just love listening to him. Then his girlfriend's got like a high, like lilting voice. So it's like, this sounds like I'm like listening to porn of toys. It's amazing.
That's pretty funny.
It's so good, man. Tommy, I want to see more on sackings, baby.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, that's cool.
It is, man. I love these people. I love these communities, and I love the friends I've made and the people that have stuck around and have been there the entire time and are still there, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's the community's been going strong now for a lot. I'd say definitely 20, 25 years. It's you know, it's been pretty positive.
Thank you, Tommy.
What did he say to you?
He just said thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you know, we, John and I have things that we'd like to do, but we got to get reaction with the fans. It's just not something we want to do back and forth with each other, because we can just do that all day on the phone. You know, if you guys know people that are into this stuff, then get them over here.
Absolutely.
You know, if you could get more active yourself, let's get this ball rolling, man. Let's get 2018, you know, MOTG style.
Oh yeah, and like I said, it's not going to happen overnight. I don't expect. I think, you know, with the group, it's been sitting there for a while, and we're, you know, ourselves are getting more active, so it's going to take a little while.
Jeff wants some Dracula jammies.
We did an unboxing 2 weeks ago. I was dressed as Dracula. I went normal today. I took a shower and I wore my. This is how I hang around my house. It's like 3 degrees below centigrade in here. So
really,
it's cold. I was out last night. I got struck by the Christmas spirit. 10 p.m. I started decorating the outside of my house till about 2:30 a.m.
Seriously?
Oh yeah, I put out lights. Oh yeah, it was a great night.
Were you drunk?
I had a couple tall cans, but I was like, yeah, let's go decorate the outside of the house. Every house around me is lit up like a Christmas tree, and I have this dark, miserable-looking little place, so I got some of those, like, it blasts snowflakes onto your house. I put one on the garage, on the house. I put some lights all around my front porch, so now it looks nice.
Nice.
Hopefully Santa stops by and brings me some Motu stuff.
Yeah, to unbox, right? That'd be pretty cool.
Yep.
That'd be nice.
Speaking of unboxing, you were over there recently in the great unboxing opening stuff. I want to do some stuff over here on Galaxy too, man.
Yeah, it'd be fun, man. It'd be fun. Like I said, but the thing with me is, I've cut down buying.
I was just with you in New York City. You haven't cut down.
Yeah, I know. well, the opening stuff. That's what I mean. Like, I got some stuff downstairs that I just got in the mail. I just bought the Walmart Thundercats loyal subjects.
Oh, you sucker! You bought more loyal subjects?
Yeah, I just bought the whole collection off some guy. Then I love those guys, man. They're awesome. The loyal subjects.
I loved them until I bought 3 straight boxes and I didn't get a rare figure or a chance.
I just buy them on eBay. I'll be honest, it's easier. It's so much easier. I bought cases and I got a Wonder Bread He-Man in one, and another case I got Disco Skeletor. I mean, and then there was a box, a case that I bought that I got just complete triples of everything. So it wasn't even worth it, you know.
Go-to verse and Star Wars verse. Masters Universe verse versus Star Wars mashup.
I don't know, man. That's tough.
Vader's taking on Skeletor, baby.
Yeah, but yeah.
Or Hordak.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that eBay.
That'd be pretty crazy. Man.
You guys crack me up.
Star Wars, I don't know, man. I just saw the new one, so I'm a little conflicted.
Don't spoil it. I'm going tomorrow after work. Don't spoil it.
I need to watch it again. That's all I have to say.
Cassandra's brother bought me a ticket for Christmas, so we're going after work tomorrow.
Yep. Very cool. Yeah, I saw it Friday. Got stuck in a blizzard. I ended up getting 3D, and I was so pissed. The last 3D movie I saw was when they brought Episode 1 back to the movie theaters. I saw that in 3D. And I just hate 3D. And
then
promised a friggin' movie poster. They didn't have them like usual. And then I just don't want to talk about the movie. I was just so disappointed.
I'm missing Bradley's comments. Damn it, Bradley. I wasn't ignoring you. Bradley, I was just watching today. He sounds like rapper or... Yeah, okay. Bradley was talking about Tommy in his voice. Yeah, dude, he's got a great voice. Sorry, Bradley. I wasn't ignoring you, man. I'm trying to not cut Brian off and keep up with you guys.
Yeah, Jeff, 3D, I just don't get it, man. I'm not a big fan of it. But at least this movie, they made it for 3D. And I have to say that there were... at least two scenes that in a 3D was actually pretty sweet. It was cool. Like, you know, it was coming at you or whatever, but I'm not a fan of 3D movies at all.
I saw the last Hobbit movie, the very last one. I can't remember what it was called.
Return of the Hobbit. Yeah.
Not Lord of the Rings, but the Hobbit.
Yeah.
I saw that in 3D, and I thought that was really cool. It was like $30 a person, but it was well worth it. Only movie I've ever seen in 3D.
Yeah, I mean, people like them though, but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know. I don't like it. I'd much rather not. I'd rather see it, the regular version.
Something showed up. Well, a couple of things happened today in the Masters Universe world. This wasn't today, but Hot Topic released the Funko Pop.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Stratos, there was an Orko, and I believe a Skeletor.
What, new versions of them?
Yes. They sold out quickly. I caught them. Somebody in the Great Unboxing, one of the OG guys, posted it up. I hit on there. I grabbed some. I think Cassandra grabbed some. I posted it up on Galaxy and a couple other places. And by like 2 hours later, they were sold out.
Really?
Then today, Cassandra was out shopping. I got home today. She sent me a picture. Apparently, in store, they have Evil Lyn, Battle Armor He-Man, and Orcos in the stores right now, guys. So check your Hot Topics. They're carrying them in the stores right now. The ones you can't order online, Evil Lyn. I think it's Battle Armor He-Man or Skeletor. And Orcos out there, too, she says. She sent me a picture. She got Evil Lyn. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Like I said, I only knew the three route. I got them. I got them in a box back here. We're going to open them up. Friday we're doing our unboxing. She has a bunch of stuff for Tessa and things like that. We're gonna do it all at once. So
cool. Yeah, probably. I think they already made the He-Man, so it's probably got to be Skeletor.
Well, they did do the He-Man, but they re-released like a Skeletor, and they have like a whole list of new ones they're coming out with for like end of 2017 into 2018 January. So
okay,
but Orko's out. I got Orko, Stratos, and Skeletor in the box back here. So.
Does Orko look retarded, or is this?
No, he looks cool. He's got a little stand. I haven't opened him up yet. I'm going to open him up Friday.
Yeah, I'll take a look after this. I didn't even know. Honestly, I didn't even know they were coming out with them yet.
If I can grab them this week, like Wednesday or Thursday when I get paid, I'll grab you some if you can't get them. So we'll have them.
All right, cool.
No problem.
That's cool. Yeah, because I don't even think there's a Hot Topic around here, to be honest with you. And I just can't even stand walking in those stores. I cringe. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, Cassandra and I went through a little Hot Topic, FYE, loyal subject. Like I said, we both probably spent like $1,000 each in like the course of like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and like things like that, man, it's so much easier to just buy the whole collection, let somebody else go and waste their money.
I was literally, no lie, a friend of mine, like I said, some of these guys, you know, send Cassandra and I stuff. Generosity out of their hearts. My friend Jeff Alford, he bought the Target Loyal Subjects when they came out with their version.
Yeah.
I resisted for like 2 weeks. I didn't go in the store. I didn't try to buy them. He opened up a case, did a live unboxing, and all his doubles at the end of it, he said, hey, I'm sending you all my doubles, and I have the Target Loyal Subjects he sent me still. I don't ever give anything away. Anything that anyone ever sends me always stays in my collection, no matter what. I'll be buried with it.
Nice.
But he saved me. He saved me. I didn't buy a single one.
There's just something really cool about those toys, man. I love them. Subjects. They're just so freaking awesome. Cool. Yeah,
I'm looking
they
at
really
a whole shelf of them.
The only one I'm missing is Slime Pit He-Man. Well, of course, the gold, too, though. But
yeah, that fucker was found.
Yeah, I bid it like $3,500 on him. He went a lot more than that.
I bet you did. That's awesome. Now we know where one of the high bids came from. Here it is, folks. You saw it here on Masters of the Galaxy podcast, Facebook Live, Brian Ozone. $3,500 on the gold He-Man.
It's retarded. It's ridiculous. But
your wife doesn't watch this, right?
No.
Okay.
But like I said, if she did, I'd just buy her coach bag.
Oh, man. What else has been going on in your world, man? I know, like I said, you've been working a lot. You had a job interview recently.
The Hot Topic gold Lion-O was found already, too? Really?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Damn, dude, my comments stopped moving. Son of a bitch. I missed like 100 of them.
Wow.
That Paul Severed, he was the other guy that was kicked out from Motu Man Cave.
Did they bring him back?
Yeah, we brought him. They brought him back and snuck him in.
I wonder if I got kicked out. No, I didn't, because I just saw the postings on my page, though, on my walls. So no, they didn't kick me out yet.
But the three people behind that were Cassandra, just so you know, Eric Glenn, and the man who runs the page, Mr. Paul Rudman, Mr. Shit Talker General. So
They threw you out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God.
But we're back, baby, and we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to talk about it.
God, Jeff, what does it take?
It takes a lot of wit, and you got to outsmart them.
It kind of sucks when you get kicked out of something and you don't know the reasons why.
Does yes, this it happen does, to me? I know it did. I know it did. And you've taken it graciously, and
but
we're still talking about it.
Fuck them. That's all I have to say.
I got you. I got you.
I'll give him a 21-gun salute.
Oh, dude, I love you, man. I really do. You're such a good guy. Like I told
you. What else
you.
Did you say? What else did you say you wanted to bring up?
We got that comic book idea we want to do. I haven't put anything out there yet with it. I'm doing Ram Man versus Juggernaut, the comic.
Yeah,
page.
that'd be sweet.
But I don't know. I mean, we're talking Masters of the Galaxy, the page. Like I said, so far what I've seen from the page, scrolling through it for, I've been looking at posts, man. I've been looking at months of posts. A lot of sales, a lot of trades. But this is, like I said, this is what we were talking about. You know, like I said, me going on there throwing iconic pictures from the 80s, and I think I threw up like a little coffee talk I borrowed from Aaron Johnson.
You know, yeah, hey, I saw that.
Pose a question. What would you do with a day in Eternia? And so, a few people finally replied.
I'd visit Castle Grayskull.
Yeah. I said I'd go to – well, I put it out there purposely. I said I'd go to the Eternian Tavern, not Etheria Tavern, and I'd, you know, fight some Horde Troopers. And Shit-Talker Rudman finally called me out, and he's like, don't you mean Etheria?
Oh, God.
I was like, well, hey, after 3 days, somebody finally responded with the correct answer. Yes, Joe Carson. Cena versus He-Man. That's going to be another one.
Who?
John Cena versus He-Man. We talked about it with Little Brian last week.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Cena, Luina.
But, guys, seriously, man. Brian's, you know, Master of the Galaxy. He's got me over there. He's got Aaron Johnson's an admin over there.
Yeah.
Sandra's an admin over there.
Yes, she is.
We're looking for what you guys want to do. Ideas. Like I said, we don't have to spark a revolution right now, but let's do some fun stuff, you know?
Viva la revolution. Yeah.
We'll get there.
It's a process. We're born again. We're doing a different thing. That's why we're doing the live on Facebook, and we're going to switch things up. We're going to go a different way.
Well, like I said, we're going to be linking the unboxing to Masters of the Galaxy in 2018, so we'll discuss what's going to happen there with Mr. Ozone and myself and our admin team and all that fun stuff that's coming up. Enjoy the toy. There it is, Chris Hummel. I know what I heard enjoy the toy for.
Yeah, trademark that son of a bitch.
And Hummel, I saw a couple of the first names you had. I'm glad you changed the name, brother. Because I saw the Shindigglers. I won't say it, but I saw it, and I was like, I hope that's really not the name he's going with. He did a couple of changes, and I watched, and I was like, okay. Then it came up, and I was like, oh, no, please don't make it that. I like Enjoy the Toy, man. That's a cool name.
I like it, too.
But that's the fun part of the community and how, like I said, how we're open to sharing and doing stuff like that. Man, that's what I like about it. Chris Hummel.
What about him?
What does he do? What does he do over there? Enjoy the toys? The shindigs?
The shindiggler.
Them Saturday shindigs?
Yeah, which was pretty cool.
How much did you spend over there last time you were doing
over 200 before I got kicked out of the group. I gave them money and they kicked me out.
Hey, man, I left right after I did something I don't ever do and made a comment. So, but hey, whatever. You know what? Enjoy the toy spawn. It was a great name. I like the shindigs, and like I said, I told Chris the same thing. I said, no, you didn't. No, you didn't kick him out, Chris. No, we're not talking about that. Talk about another group.
No.
Nothing to do with you, Chris. Nothing to do with you. Scarecrow giveaways. Yeah, Bradley. Bradley's an admin over there, Bradley Smith. I know, dude. Again, we're not going to get into that. It's not worth our time. The good people left, and we're doing what we do in the groups that mean something to us. So, you know, I'm here with somebody who I respect big time.
Back and forth.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm here with people I respect. Thank you, Curtis.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Curtis, you know. Anyway, let's continue on. I mean, do you have anything else to bring up?
No, I'm shocked. I'm really shocked that I missed that Funko Pop today. I wish I was in on it because it's going to suck now to get them.
Well, like I said, Cassandra grabbed some, and if I can grab some, I'll grab some this Wednesday when I get paid. So,
all right, cool. That'd be cool. What they make? Six of them, you said?
I think there's a whole. I don't know how many are coming out, but there's a freaking list of.
Really? Do you have the list?
Yeah. Somebody posted up. Like I said, ones that were just released on Hot Topic were Stratos, Orko, and a Skeletor. I can't remember if it was Battle Armor or a regular Skeletor.
Yeah, it's probably Battle Armor. I don't think they made the Battle Armor yet.
But they had them 30% off, and it was $9 each.
Oh, wow.
So I think I got them all for under 30 bucks shipped to my house.
Wow.
And then today, Cassandra sent me a picture from her house. She picked them up in the store. Evil Lyn, a Battle Armor He-Man, and I think she saw the Orko. So I think there's 5 or 6 out right now, if anybody knows.
Yeah, that's not a bad number, man.
No, right, dude.
Right before Christmas too. So.
Oh hell yeah, hell yeah. Hopefully, I'm getting an Evil Lyn for Skeletor for Christmas.
That's a nice Christmas stocking.
That'd be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Hint, babe.
I know,
you don't have anything else you want to talk about, dude, I'm pretty much out of stuff for tonight. We wanted to talk live about Galaxy. We wanted to talk about Shindig, the unboxing. We just want to cover some stuff we love.
Yeah, it's been a long day for me. I've been up since 3 a.m. So
yeah,
So if you guys spread the word, give us the feedback that we'd like, and hit up.
Cassandra says, "Which ones do you need? I'll get them tomorrow."
I need all of them, babe. I need all of them.
Get them all.
So check out eBay.com, the most powerful auctions.
Get your free SNES Mini Classic.
There you go. Little promo.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And, check us out here and at the Great Unboxing, man. And I'm all out for today, so.
All right.
Unless you got something else.
All I got to say is thank you to everybody who checks out the Facebook Live, the podcast, Masters of the Galaxy. Big shout-outs to, like I said, the Great Unboxing. Again, it's not just my site. I know somebody who's coming over soon. Hint. Cassandra, Aaron Johnson, Lord of Destruction, Lucky Legends. There's so many pages. Enjoy the toy. I think that's it, man. It's just thank you all for being active in the community. Bradley, Chris Hummel, thank you so much, guys, for everything you guys do over there, man. Oh, Brian signed off. It's just me. All right. My 10 seconds of fame. No, I'm just kidding, guys. Thank you so much. Brian Ozone, thank you so much for having us over at $7 for the full set. Damn. Keep showing everybody the toys. Keep doing what you do. Take care.